BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Monday's podcast. We analysed the weekend's Strictly Crab Dance. Chris thinks it could be the new Gangnam Style. Also, he's done another beauty vlog, this time with one of the world's biggest YouTubers. And Judge Rinder's in...
Scott Mills
on BBC Radio 1. You all right, Chris?
All right, Krabby.
All right, Hartley.
Here we go.
What?
I've been waiting for this.
What do you mean?
Well, Saturday night was big, wasn't it, for you?
There are some men in a van just a minute ago going, "Ray, Krabby!" This is going to happen for a while, I think.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
The outfit was fine on Saturday, but have you been ill? You looked a lot paler than normal.
Sorry.
It is funny, though.
It is,
you know I've got broad shoulders.
I love that you bounded out with full confidence. That's how you got to do it, though.
Well, I figured that in that outfit, if I'd done it at 40%, it would have been worse.
Yes, it would have.
But you seem to have really enjoyed it. And I saw you live tweeting from the Radio 1 account during Strictly on Saturday night.
Yeah, but it was really good because as part of your campaign team, it really it gave us a massive platform to be able to support you. So I was there doing all these supportive tweets, but I did not expect that from you. That was a curveball.
Did you not?
No. No, I knew the outfit you were doing, but I thought it was going to be slightly more subtle.
No.
And then when you burst out with the crab hands,
yeah,
I thought Sebastian was a lobster.
Same.
There's a debate raging right now whether you're a crab or a lobster.
Well...
Can you clear that up? Or?
I mean, I don't think I really look like either, so I don't think it really matters at this stage.
It was a bit half and half, wasn't it?
Thing is, I got through, so thank you if you voted. And, I mean, some people aren't keen because they like the serious dancing and that. But I had a lot of fun. And thank you for being such a vital support mechanism.
Pleasure.
Thank you.
No. And we go on. It's another week.
Somehow that's happened again. Thank you very much for all your support.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Emma in High Wycombe says, that is my favourite track off the entire Five Sauce album. And she's really looking forward to Teen Awards. She's not going, but she's going to catch it all online this weekend at Radio 1 Online. That's right, you'll be able to watch it as well. It's going to be an amazing day, it always is. That is 5 Seconds of Summer. Obviously, you can download it now, and they'll be our guests at the Teen Awards on Sunday.
Quick question, do we need to suit up for this? I've never been before.
Hell yeah.
Do you?
Yeah, I mean, at least get a blazer on it.
Do we go matching?
I don't think matching is the way forward.
They're like Dumb and Dumber. Those suits that they did. Was it blue and orange?
No, I don't think that's... No, just like...
I think that would be a nice touch. We've got a match, Scott. I'm going with you.
I forgot though. You don't have any smart clothes.
No, that's the main issue for me, if I'm honest.
Didn't I buy you a suit?
Yeah, but then you stole it back.
Is that now?
Do you remember? I'll tell you where it is. Do you remember I left it at yours, and then
that was
a big mistake, and you gave it out to charity.
Charity people, yeah.
And then, to apologise,
I put it in a bin bag, didn't I?
Then to apologise, you turned up at work. You bought another suit for me, but I mean, it doesn't fit.
Where's that now? What do you mean it doesn't fit?
Well, because you've just gone into a shop and picked out any suit. And
no,
kind
I didn't.
Of thought that's an apology.
No, I didn't.
It's not. It doesn't fit, mate.
I've got you a suit. God, how ungrateful are you?
Anyway, matching suits. Let's do it.
I don't know. Hey, listen. I love your video that you've made. As the crab dance sweeps the nation. That's what it says on the Radio 1 Twitter account.
Well, Radio 1 Facebook right now and Radio 1 Twitter. I'm very passionate that the crab dance, or lobster dance, depending. I think it's a crab. Scott's not sure. But I think it should sweep the nation. It's the new Gangnam Style.
And I really like it that you appear behind a filing cabinet and then just go for it with the crab hands. Have a look. It's Radio 1 Facebook and Twitter now. I like it that you're trying to make it into a big thing.
Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Connor Maynard.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm very good, thank you. How are you?
I'm all right. What are you up to?
Quite a lot, really. Quite a lot of random things. I've been, let me reel a few things off. I've been working in a chip shop recently. I also did a bit of acting with a goat.
Okay, can you explain any of this, please?
It's all for charity.
Oh, right.
It's not like a glimpse into the future of, like, you know, if my second album doesn't go too well, that's where I'll be. It's not really my backup plan. But
yeah, how is that coming along?
Yeah. Really well, actually. It is coming along really good. I mean, I've kind of, you know, took a while to kind of sit back and kind of really think, actually, I don't want to kind of just rush out a second album and think, oh, you know, kind of almost release it while the high of the first album was still there. I kind of really wanted to sit back and kind of think, actually, what do I actually want to do for my next album? Kind of thing, where do I want to go with it? So So yeah, I think my fans are definitely getting extremely annoyed that I'm taking that time. But
oh well,
I don't. Yeah, who cares about them? I mean, who cares really? No,
they'll wait. Yeah. They'll wait. They'll still be there.
Exactly. Hopefully, yeah. Fingers crossed. but yeah, no. So I really wanted to kind of, I didn't want to just release it for the sake of it. I wanted to make sure it was perfect. So that's why I'm taking quite a while.
I think sometimes making them wait makes it better.
I think so.
More anticipation.
I think so. I mean, it is hard, cause at the same time, I feel like when you're in that pop world, it's like, oh, cool, the Vamps are out now. Okay, let's be fans of them. And I'm like, Hey, guys, remember me?
Hello!
Do you get jealous of people like that?
No, it's not so much jealousy. It's more like funny, where obviously with Twitter now, it's so much more blatantly obvious than it was, because I saw a fan recently tweet something where it was like, oh, I can't believe it's been a year today that, like, Conor McGregor follow me or something, and they did a print screen of like their tweet like a year ago saying, yeah, hey, Conor McGregor, will you follow me? And their name back then was like, oh, Conor McGregor, number one fan. And now it's like Bradley Simpson, like, and now it's that. And I was like, oh. Hey, thanks so much for that.
Used to be a Maynard, now a Simpson.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So fickle, aren't they?
Yeah,
so
fickle. They love it.
There'll be a Maynard again soon, though.
Yeah. There we go. I think there's actually, funny enough, there's loads of Conors now. I feel like I was one of the first Conors, though.
Yeah.
But now there's quite a few. There's Conor Franta, if you know any of him, he's huge online now, and there's Conor Ball from the Vamps.
Yeah, but you're blatantly, if you type a Conor in and Google, you're blatantly top Conor.
I hope so. Yeah. Well, I'm top Conor with one N. That's my kind of claim.
Right,
that's
okay.
My claim to fame.
Yeah.
Okay. They've all got,
I mean,
ones.
That's quite specific.
Exactly. One N and then an M.
Yeah.
For Maynard.
Hey, listen, you were on the panel to decide this year's Teen Heroes, weren't you?
Yes.
What was that like?
It was something different than to what I've ever done before. It made me feel worthless. Like, these children have done absolutely amazing things, and it was really, really inspiring, I think, to really go through the stories and see what they had done. And I mean, yeah, it was kind of a weird thing. It kind of opened with them saying, you know, it's going to be a very, very odd feeling comparing these children's stories against each other, but that's not what we're really doing. They've all done something amazing. It's just kind of, I suppose, who's made the most influential change or the biggest impact, I suppose. That was kind of what we were deciding on. So yeah,
was it hard to choose?
Very hard.
Yeah.
And everyone had their own favorite, everyone had their own kind of, I suppose, personal kind of connection with different stories. So it was rather than everyone being like, oh yeah, that person easily was the best, it was kind of like everyone had their own kind of opinion on what, who they thought did the best thing. So yeah.
Today is all about celebrating Radio 1's Teen Heroes 2014. Earlier, Grimmy told you that for the first time ever, there is a very special additional fourth Teen Hero Award, and that is the Stephen Sutton Teen Hero Award that was given to Jack Marshall for his incredible fundraising achievements. Fern told you all about Caitlin Buckard, who won the second Teen Hero Award for 2014. Greg's going to tell you another after 4 o'clock today, but now we're going to talk about teen hero number three, who is Jack Gregory. So you were on the celebrity panel with the likes of Rizzle Kicks and, was it Molly from the Saturdays and Professor Green?
Yeah.
Do you remember why Jack stood out?
I think it was kind of his ideas, mainly with anti-bullying, kind of that was just so clever and so kind of just amazing. I think, you know, I remember kind of when I was at school, and then obviously you kind of see bullying happen around you and stuff, and I think it was kind of one of those things that no one really ever spoke about or kind of kind of came out about in terms of, you know, really did anything. It was kind of, it just happened and everyone had to get on with it and deal with it. It was like there was nothing that could be done. But I think the ideas that he's got in terms of, I think what the main thing that stuck out for us was the sanctuary idea, where it's kind of almost like a safe haven for kids that maybe don't kind of enjoy themselves so much on the playground, that kind of thing. There's a room that they can go to during break where they can kind of just relax and whatever, do what they want. And I think that was a really, really clever idea. And
he's come up with a lot of good ideas.
Yeah, and I think it was the fact that it was through all the bullying he had had himself as a player. He wasn't just kind of an outsider and thought, oh, you know, I'm going to do something bullying. He'd been through so much kind of bullying himself, and then he, you know, rather than just kind of taking it and being really sad about it, he
did something
stood
about
up
it.
And did it, yeah.
I've already met Jack because Chris and I got up really early one day last week to surprise him and go and tell him about his Teen Hero Award.
Oh, amazing.
Now, at the moment, Jack is in the school hall just over there, and he is presenting an anti-bullying assembly to the whole of Year 7. So we're going to go in and surprise him. He has absolutely no idea that we're about to invite him to Wembley.
Hello everyone, sorry to be rude. I'm Chris Stark and this is Scott Mills here from Radio 1.
Hello.
Good morning.
Where's Jack Gregory?
Ah,
is that you?
Jack, do you have any idea why me and Chris are here today?
Is there anything to do with the Teen Awards?
It is something to do with the Teen Awards. This is your invitation to Wembley, to the Teen Awards, because you are a teen hero for 2014. Woo! Yeah! Well done, Jack. Well done. So, Jack, how are you feeling right at this moment?
I'm just feeling so ecstatic, really happy, really, like, I could just jump around all day. It's just so, such a big thing that's happened. It's just amazing.
For people that don't know, tell us more about what you do and why you do it.
Well, when I started secondary school, I was bullied for, like, because I didn't come from a school that anybody else came from, so I was bullied because of this, and I was always bullied for being, like, top of the class and stuff. And one day I just thought enough was enough, so I looked online and I found out about the anti-bullying ambassador program. I thought this would be great, so since being trained, I've like set up the sanctuary in our school, and I was on the National Anti-Bullying Youth Board last year.
So the sanctuary, right, this is where anyone can go to, is it in their break times, their lunch times,
yeah,
stuff like that?
Every break time, lunch time, there's either two peer mentors or an anti-bullying ambassador, or, and they're in there, and year sevens, year eights, like the vulnerable kids in our school, they can go in there and they'll feel safe and they can chat, they can play with their friends, they can play ball games, they can just read, or they could just do homework. It just depends whatever they want to do.
And now, obviously, the whole of the UK is going to know about this.
Yeah, it will be really good because it will be like recognition for the charity, and it will probably get a lot more schools wanting to join and be trained as anti-bullying ambassadors.
I heard about this guy as well who saw some of your work that you did,
yeah,
and he would have said that he was a bully, and then he was so inspired by your story that he's now one of the ambassadors, or he's trying to help out.
When I did my cyberbullying documentary in March, I spoke about my experience, and he said, like, by seeing this, he was just really inspired, and he got the programme set up in his school, and now he's on the National Anti-Bullying Youth Board.
That's quality.
Yeah, it's really good.
Well, Jack, you are an extraordinary young man. Congratulations,
and
we will see you at Wembley.
Thank you.
Ledge.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So we just heard all about Jack, who is one of our teen heroes this year, and he's going to be presented with his award at the Radio 1 Teen Awards this Sunday. We can speak to Jack now. Hi, Jack.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm really good. How did it feel when we kind of burst in on you during that assembly last week?
Well, it was just really, really overwhelming. I didn't expect it to happen.
Yeah, sorry about that, because you actually had something prepared, didn't you, which you didn't get to do in the end?
No, I didn't get to do it.
What was it again?
It was a PowerPoint teaching Year 7s all about anti-bullying and the programme that I'm part of.
Have you still not had a chance to do it yet?
No, I still haven't had a chance.
Sorry about that.
I do feel bad. I do feel really bad about this, because you had planned that for ages, hadn't you?
And
you
I did plan it for quite a long time.
You're about 2 minutes in.
Yep.
Connor Maynard's here as well. Say hi.
Hey, man, what's going on?
Hello.
And Connor was on the panel to decide this year's Teen Heroes, and really thought that your one stood out.
Thank you.
So you're going to be on stage in Wembley on Sunday. How are you feeling about that?
I'm just feeling really, really like happy and looking forward to it, so people can like see what I do and like recognise the great things.
I think you really, really should. I think it'd be cool for you to know also that you were actually one of like the unanimous decisions among the board. Like you know, there was a lot of kind of things where it was hard and we had to kind of, you know, look at all the different stories and really see who made a difference. But I think your story was definitely one of the ones where everyone really stood up and kind of said, this story is amazing. So yeah, I just want to say, like, congratulations, because it really, really was amazing for all of us to kind of read through that story and see what you had done. So yeah.
Thank you very much.
It's all good, man. It's all good.
It was your mum that nominated you, was it?
Yeah, it was.
What have you said to her since we burst in that day? Thanks.
I've just been like, because she kept on taking stuff out of my room without me knowing, and then now it's just all adding up while she was taking it out and giving me all these weird excuses.
Right, okay, so it all makes sense now.
Yeah, it all does.
Are you the kind of person that would get nervous before going on stage in front of thousands of screaming fans?
No, I'm not usually nervous.
No. You didn't seem nervous in that assembly. You just took it all in your stride, really.
Yeah.
You just seem like a proper legend. I don't care, man.
Hey, listen, we will see you on stage at the Teen Awards, because you're one of our teen heroes, this Sunday, all right?
Okay, yeah.
All right, thank you very much, Connor, for this.
All good, no worries, man, all good.
And it's good to speak to you, Jack. We'll see you on Sunday.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Connor, really good to see you.
All good. Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much for coming in today and chatting to Jack. And thank you for being on our panel for the Teen Heroes.
That is all good. It was really, really cool.
I feel at this point we should probably play one of your songs. It'd be quite rude otherwise.
I think so.
Any requests?
this is weird.
Well, I mean, they're all amazing.
You can have anything by Connor Maynard. Anything at all.
Hang on. This is a great opportunity. Some classic Maynard. Mm.
Well, I mean, obviously...
I mean, Can't Say No is one of the classics.
That is one of the classics. However, Labyrinth is performing at the Teen Awards, and he produced Are You Crazy? So that's kind of all ties together.
Right. Just finding that for you now.
Right back in the history books.
Got it. That's good. It's there. That's good. Perfect. All right. Thank you very much, Connor.
See you in a bit.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Well, I can't believe this. We've already announced on the show today another incredible teen hero. After 2:30, is this really happening? Judge Rinder's in the studio.
Yes.
Not on the phone.
This is huge.
Is this a good idea?
Yes, absolutely. Well,
I don't know. Not for me. You know, Judge Rinder, our favourite TV judge, he is going to, well, probably throw a lot of shade on this weekend's Strictly performance after 2:30.
BBC Radio 1.
For the Scott Mills Daily.
Coming up, I've got the echo ready.
Oh, can we do the song?
After 2:30.
Yes.
He's slightly camp. His name's Judge Rinder.
You better watch out because he's really scary and throws shade on everybody.
I can't wait.
That he sees and meets. When's the new series on? It's not on for ages, is it?
I think they must be filming another one sometime soon. I'm sure it's coming. I'm sure I heard it's definitely coming back.
Oh yeah, it's definitely got a second series because it was huge. Like over 1 million people watched it. I'm talking about.
That doesn't sound that much. What do you mean? Like in
daytime, that's big.
Is it?
Yeah, on ITV or BBC daytime, that's big figures.
Right.
Yeah. So Judge Rinder will be here after 2:30. Normally on the phone. Just commenting about my Strictly performance from the weekend before. Today, in person. This is not going to go well for anyone, I don't think. And also, we've got, a bit later on, Real or No Real with Greg James. And you've done a fashion vlog, another one.
Yes, you know, after the success of the other two that we've done, I think we should explain all this a little bit later, but I saw an opportunity, and you know me, I just went and grabbed it.
Okay.
Could be good.
Excellent, okay. So more beauty tips coming up from Chris's vlog that's yet to really take off.
Mm. Well,
I mean, it's not getting the same numbers as Zoella's.
No, but you know, you've got to start somewhere.
And there seems to be a lot of people on Twitter and Facebook today feeling the need for a Christmas song.
Why is that? Why are we getting so many texts today? It feels like there's been a change. Like, people are almost getting slightly angry that they haven't had a Christmas song yet.
I mean, because normally by now I'm deep in it.
Yeah.
Like, I will play a song in like September. And it is, I mean, it's October now and I've not played one yet.
See, I almost think you've left it too late. Because before you'd be the first, but actually you leaving it quite late is quite tacky.
I think I've been tacky now.
I do. I think you've left it so late now that it's no longer just an early Christmas song gimmick. It's like you're, it's like, it kind
late
of feels like
party.
Christmas has already started in some places around.
Yeah. I'm late, aren't I? I'm late.
You're really late.
The Scott Mills Daily.
How do you want to do this? You're going under the desk. I'm happy to just grip the desk here.
Brace, everyone. We're about to play Slipknot on Radio 1. Actually, I'm going to go fully under. So do you want to come round and press play? So I'm in position.
Okay, do you want to... Are you ready?
Yeah.
Go.
Can you do it?
No.
Come on, come round.
This isn't my job.
Oh, love.
One sec.
You can press play.
Where are we on? Ready?
Oh, God.
Brace. Yeah.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
The Vamps and Shawn Mendes, they are all going to be at the Teen Awards this Sunday, and that is Old Cecilia on BBC Radio 1. Me and Chris are going to be on red carpet duty.
Yes.
On Sunday. And we're suiting up for it as well. Suits ahoy.
Oh, so we are doing this then?
Not matching though, please.
Yeah, it's definitely matching.
That's weird.
No, it's not.
It's weird. We can... I just don't want identical suits. I mean, we can colour match. Right. That's absolutely fine.
Someone suggested that we go in the crab suits. Great idea, in my opinion.
You want to go in my Strictly Crab suit?
I would be up for that. You could go as the Little Mermaid.
I think. Okay, if you want to, I can get that crab suit for you from Strictly. If you
yeah,
want.
But both of us, we'll both crab up.
I'll go as the mermaid. Would you like that?
I would love that.
Interviewing 5 Seconds of Summer and the Vamps and Rixton on the red carpet, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And Labyrinth?
Yep.
Happy with that?
I'm more than happy with that.
All right, good. Well, I've got that down now. You said that live on the radio, so good, thanks. Over the last few weeks, we have had Judge Rinder on. If you don't know who Judge Rinder is, he's a real-life judge who's on TV and he's got a courtroom going on and he just throws shade on people. He's become a cult favourite on ITV. Essential student viewing, this is. The students love Rinder. He's a real-life judge with serious sass, including before he said things like this.
What do you mean he likes quiche? Who likes quiche after 1988?
And
it's amazing how many people are so stupid.
And
it sort of has all of the charm of a prison and all of the decorative quality of an airline salad.
And let's not forget he said once about me.
He looked to me rather like the gay that style had forgot.
So Judge Rinder has been giving his honest opinion, and like he does, on my Strictly performances on the phone over the last few weeks. He's not on TV at the moment. I think his new series starts soon. We'll ask him about that. He's going to be in the studio, reviewing my performance. And that's happening next here on Radio 1. Good luck, everyone.
I think it sounds like a part of the female anatomy that I've happily avoided for a rather long time.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I can't believe that Judge Rinder is actually here.
Neither can I.
Hello, Judge Rinder.
This is huge.
Let me tell you, I'm incredibly excited. I might be injudicial. I'm doing my best to sit still.
How are you?
Well, not above averagely ill today, Scott, okay. which is happy. That makes good. A change.
I'm going to open up the
are
dictionary
you well?
Online.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, I would.
Are you well?
I'm very good.
Are you quite sure?
I'm fine. There was a question mark this morning on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show as to if I was all right or not. I'm fine. But I like it that some people were a bit concerned about my welfare. I didn't choose to wear that outfit. Well, maybe I did a bit.
No, you must have been in the meeting. That's what I was curious about. There must have been sort of a moment where you sat down and, I'm going to call it generously, a sort of brainstormed and said, yeah, that's perfect. I think I'll wear a Red Lobster outfit and definitely I need a sort of white eyeliner. And,
yeah.
And that sort of thing. What was with the white eyeliner? Is that what lobsters... I looked lobsters up online. That sort of white only takes place after the lobster gets caught and boiled.
I don't understand...
So they're only red after they're boiled.
I didn't understand the white eye makeup, and as they were applying it furiously, I was like, are you sure this is what lobsters or crabs look like? And they're like, yeah, just go with it, love. And then 10 minutes later, it was all white. And let me tell you, that was hard to get off the eyes. All day yesterday, I couldn't see properly. Mm.
Yes, I suspect that afterwards that was your greatest concern and before.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Should we go straight to the ruling, Judge Rinder? What are the overall thoughts on
Judge Rinder's thoughts on my Strictly performance on Saturday night?
Mm. Well, I always feel, I've said this before, like the benevolent teacher, I think, in a bottom set art class. I'm using that again because I can't, use the examples I want to.
No, that's fine.
I thought you were terribly enthusiastic.
Yes.
And obviously you've captured the imagination of the public, which is much more important. I get terribly, I feel a bit like you're one of my clients, which means I feel very partisan, so I switch it off when those idiots start talking at you.
Mm.
I mean, there's no point listening to them. The only people that matter at the end of the day are the British public, and they've got a huge amount of affection for you because you seem to be giving all of your energy and all of your imagination and, lots of decoration, which is not nothing.
When I saw the outfit and the eye makeup, I was like, if I do this at 50% or less, it's going to look even worse.
Yeah, you had to go for it.
Yeah, and that's what I was telling myself that all day, and I did go for it.
Yeah, sort of like a Halloween outfit. Actually, that's a good idea. Why don't you go trick or treating in it?
I could do actually. They did say they were going to burn it afterwards. it's like there was a sale on at Toys R Us and they decided to put those creatures on like last minute.
Yeah.
When I initially saw that shirt, it was just a red shirt. And then they decided to put all the creatures on. It's very heavy.
How does it work with all the other judges? I mean, is Scott a favourite amongst the judges, would you say?
Well, there's a poster up in my chambers, Vote Scott.
No, there isn't.
There certainly is. And no, you've got some extremely high-minded people who are in your corner.
Intellectuals.
Full intellectuals,
wow.
People that have read books. Well, one or two.
Yeah.
It's quite something.
This is great. I mean, who would have thought I would get support like that.
I know.
And that's because of the judge.
Because of me, I'm telling you. I've gone round, I've told people from all sorts of walks of life, lords, ladies, that sort of thing. They love you, Scott.
So some lords are voting for me as well.
Well, yes, because they also have trouble walking and with rhythm, so they sort of feel an affinity towards you, I suppose.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, they get it.
No, I think they do. I think that's how they'd look, and so they both feel, you know, compelled by you, and also at the same time think, well, perhaps, you know, you're giving them comfort.
Yeah, because that would be them on the dance floor.
I think that would be. Yeah. I mean, granted, one of them is 90.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Judge Rinder, tips for the... I mean, he's got through another week. It's quite unbelievable.
What do you mean it's unbelievable at all?
No, it's a good thing. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. Sorry, I'm saying it's...
A bit fragile right now, you know what I mean?
Yeah, a bit raw.
Yeah, a bit red raw.
But tips for the future, what are you saying? Get through next week.
Just ignore... No, enthusiasm is everything. You know, okay. Who knew that... I bet when you started your radio career, people wouldn't draw a dot between you and Anne Widdecombe.
No.
But there is a sort of connective tissue insofar as, you know, you're both equally enthusiastic. You've captured the imagination of the public. Because it's like bad Amdram, isn't it? You know, it's so appalling that it comes around the other side that it's fun. And I think people like that because I think most people dancing would have a, you know, feel that they'd do exactly the same, but they'd do their very best. And, you know, you seem to be a sort of triumph of the bland British spirit, you know.
Thank you.
A bit like Eddie the Eagle Edwards.
I think you just threw shade on the whole of Britain there. Yeah.
No, but in a good way. You know what I mean? I mean, you sort of, people used to like Eddie the Eagle because he was enthusiastic.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, I'll take inspiration from that.
No, but actually you were good. Actually, I thought you were much better. You also seemed, you did improve.
And yet, as long as the footwork, I mean, take away the outfit and the eye makeup, but my footwork is improved.
Is it, though? Yeah. Because I was distracted. I thought that's why you'd worn the crab/lobster outfit.
No, it is. I mean, as Len said, there were some actual samba moves in there.
There was. There was a samba move.
Or
I
two.
I saw that. I looked up.
However, I have to say, at the darkest moment during training last week, I did actually look up the video of Anne Widdecombe dressed as a banana, and it's so good. I don't know if you've seen it. Basically, Anton Dubek throws her on the floor, and then just kind of runs around her. She does absolutely nothing. She does like two steps. Have you seen this video, Chris?
No.
Oh my God, it's so good. If ever you feel a bit depressed, if it's like a rainy Monday like today in a lot of places, do look up Anne Widdecombe in that yellow outfit from a few years back. It's so good.
Judge Rinder, what we're doing as well is I've had these tuxedo shirts made up. Very smart.
You promised me one, you didn't send it. I was going to sue you.
Mm.
We have got some more. They actually came through today. The weird thing is, though, they've arrived and they're long-sleeved. Which is slightly alternative.
Do we have one that we can give to the judge?
Can we have one, please? Yeah, and we can have a photo in that. And
I want a photo. Also, I'm going to distribute them to some judges and get a photo and have it tweeted.
Oh, please do.
It's the way forward.
Yes. Could you get your wig out and maybe put one on?
That'd be good.
Absolutely. That's no
weird
problem
request.
At all. The full bottom wig.
Yes.
It'll be perfect.
What about when you do your rulings, when you sentence them to, you know, whatever you sentence
paying
them
money
to,
for lack of rent?
I make a resolution. A judgment.
You can also throw some support Scott's way. I don't know how that would work.
I suppose
maybe they have to pay some of the money towards me.
That's
by way of voting.
Order them to vote Scott.
Well, I'm sure there is some sort of charity that
and £20 of this must go on ringing on Saturday night.
Save the crabs, I suppose.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, yeah, that could work. The Scott
Mills Daily. So when does your new series start? Because we're obsessed.
Starts in January. Oh, so kind. It starts in January and the cases start next week. But I don't know what cases I've got till I get there in the morning.
Oh, wow.
Do you think they'll be more extreme, this series? Do you think they'll be more...
Well, I mean, I don't know how much more extreme you want. I mean, they have to be real legal disputes. So, you know, it depends on who's applied to have their case settled by to the producer, to the programme. I mean, that's the bottom line. They are real. So, I mean, last year, the last episode, I mean, they got quite extreme. There was a man who showed up in a wig who was suing for a return of his dog, Princess Coco.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yes, I remember that one.
Yeah, I mean...
Do they get scared of you?
Yes.
Good. Mm. You want that, don't you?
Well, I mean, it wouldn't be much good if they sort of came in and they spoke over me, would it? But, I mean, it wouldn't really be a court. But, insofar as I want them to sort of take my ruling seriously.
Quite like it, don't you, that they're scared of you?
Well, I mean, you know.
Yes,
you
do.
You do.
Let me pause for a second and think. Yes, I enjoy that very much.
I think the next series is going to be an interesting one, though, because people will have seen the first series. This is the first time people will go on it having seen what it's going to be like.
That's interesting,
so
yeah.
They'll know that they need to bring their paperwork.
That's
true.
Or you hate it if they don't bring their paperwork.
Well, if those idiots don't bring their paperwork in, then how can they expect me to rely on what they say? In order for me to make an authentic ruling, I've got to see that they've got some evidence. I can't rely on it just because, you know, they manage, I suppose, sensibly to show up with their teeth in.
So if you are going to be on Judge Rinder, do take the paperwork, otherwise you will get ripped to shreds.
Exactly so.
When you're judging, do you have an earpiece in?
No. I have complete control over. They don't, for regulatory reasons, they don't control anything I do. They can't.
It's not like Dictionary Corner on Countdown.
No.
I can't believe that when I found
that
out.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Apparently so.
And what about the sums? They don't interfere with her sums, do they? She does that.
Oh, no, I think she's...
And that's so upsetting.
I think she's full on summing.
Yeah, she's summing. She's not told.
That. She's that's the dent woman. She's brilliant. You mean there's someone else with a dictionary?
Earpiece in there.
Oh my god, that's totally diarrhea.
I might have got
my
that
fireworks.
Wrong, but I'm sure I read that somewhere.
It's a bit like when you found out the button on the lottery doesn't do much.
The what?
You know the button that you, when Scott presents the lottery, he's like, good luck, press the button. Then someone reaches around.
Don't say you know when Scott presents, but I'm hearing this for the first time. There must be some law involved.
No, because...
You're misrepresenting what you actually do to the general public.
No, because...
this is shaky ground, Judge.
It's outrageous.
Because the person... Thing. The only people allowed to touch the lottery machines are people from Camelot with the white gloves on. So they're the ones that do a reach around and press the button on the actual machine.
I knew eventually we'd get there, Scott.
Yeah. Listen, Judge Rinder, it's great to see you in person. We're fully behind you for the new series. I know it's not for a while, but good luck with filming next week.
Both of you are absolutely marvellous, and I'm really glad. Come and you can more than... You know, I'm more than happy to have you watch in the audience.
Absolutely.
If
could we?
Absolutely.
Well, I know. Well, if you could sort of... Well, of course, if you're not training then, you know, it's next week, so...
Yeah. Well, I'm not... I'm guessing that the training won't last that much longer, so we'll be there.
I'm not sure about that, Scott. I think you've captured the imagination of the public. You know, if people can still eat Frey Bentos, then, you know, why not? Why can't they vote for you, I suppose?
I'm going to put that on a poster. Thank you very much.
It's been really pleasant. Thank you so much.
So much.
I want a T-shirt, please.
Okay, we'll do that now.
Thank you so much.
Give him the tuxedo T-shirt. We'll take a picture. Thanks, Judge Rinder.
Thank you, dear.
The Scott Mills Daily.
One.
This is
BBC.
BBC Radio 1.
Right, what's going on, Chris?
Okay, so do you remember I made a couple of these beauty vlogs? I saw a business opportunity. There's loads of them about at the moment, especially from a girl called Zoella.
Hers is like the biggest one, I would say.
Yeah, but she seems to do really well. She seems to have millions of Twitter followers from it. And just generally, it seems like a great business opportunity for someone like me, you know, an entrepreneurial guy to take advantage of.
So you think vlogging about beauty is the way forward, blatantly nicked off of other people that are already doing it better?
I think so. So I did one of these videos and did it about sort of tips I would give people before a night out.
Yeah.
You know, where to musk up, where to spray, that kind of thing.
There aren't many ones for lads, are there, really?
No, it's a big gap in the market. And then I thought I'd do a second one, and I managed to persuade Nicole Scherzinger to get involved.
Yeah.
Do you remember that one?
Yeah, it was good.
And so that's on YouTube now.
This one, however, I think could blow up big.
Wow, it's a good one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, the weird thing is people started sending in some stuff. We thought we'd do another beauty vlog, and I thought, because of all the stuff that's come in, we could maybe do, like, a spa day. And I did it with a bloke called Tyler Oakley, who I'm sure loads of people know about. I mean, you know about him.
Yeah.
He's a massive, massive YouTube star.
Huge on YouTube.
One of the biggest.
Yeah, absolutely.
I didn't quite realise how massive this guy is in terms of that work. He's big.
Yeah, so if you don't know Tyler Oakley, he's massive. I actually met him when I did that One Direction day last year in America.
Yeah.
And, I mean, getting him involved generally on the internet is a great thing for you. So what have you got? Is it a spa day with you and Tyler?
So it's a spa day beauty vlog. I thought I'd give it a whirl.
Okay, so here is Chris and Tyler. This is what happens on the video. And you mentioned that loads of people have been sending in stuff since your last beauty vlog. What, so like your face masks, your moisturisers?
Yeah, people... the weird thing is, I only did it, you know, as a sort of an opportunity, but weirdly all these companies start sending in stuff.
Now, what's happened is, because of the success of the first two, companies have started sending me
They've
in
blown
free
up.
Stuff. Free beauty stuff. So what I've been sent in here, I obviously can't show any brands because it's the BBC, so I don't know why you keep sending in stuff.
Biting the hand that feeds there straight away.
Good point. I didn't think. I mean, the thing is with these vlogs, you've just got... The key is just keep on talking.
Yeah, you've got to talk nonsense a lot of the time. Listen to how insistent you are, though, that you've never done this before. Oh, I've never done this before, listen.
So I've been sent in some face masks, so I think
this
start
looks
with...
This looks terrifying.
We'll do this. I've never done a face mask before. You just apply liberally to the face.
This is not going to end well.
I've never done a face mask before, mate. Just saying, I normally drink beer and talk to birds.
There is a service in this, in the sense that if you are probably mainly a bloke and you haven't done one of these face masks before, go have a look at this video.
Yeah. And because it teaches you how.
Yes, it will teach you how to do it.
How to use a face mask.
Me showing how.
Yeah. And here's Tyler's reaction.
Whoa, it is warm. Why is it so warm?
Why did he go so America?
He's really cool on this. Like, the whole way throughout, he knows when to look at the camera.
Oh, he's good.
I mean, I think everyone now is aware of these YouTube videos. People, you know, there's quite a skill to doing what Tyler does.
Now, have you've tried to make this one, I notice, look a little bit more professional around the edges.
Yes. Oh, yes. Well, I picked up some tips and I've managed to edit it in a way which looks more like, you know, the real YouTube stars. Mm. I think I'm really getting there.
Yeah.
If you see the video, you'll see what I mean.
I mean, it's not proper cameras. It's still filmed on your phone.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. In fact, at one point, we ran out of memory.
I was going to say that, right? So the memory ran out on the phone halfway through.
Yes.
And you had to get a new one.
Yes, so we had to quickly swap over for a new phone.
Here's the bit where it all kind of falls apart. And then the next part comes from absolutely nowhere.
Is that in selfie mode?
Yeah.
The other phone ran out of memory, so I had to borrow a phone.
We're onto a new phone.
It's my beauty vlog here. Joiners.
You've introed the beauty vlog 7 times.
I know, I don't know what else you meant to say on them.
It's fine.
And we're doing a spa day.
Mm-hmm.
So we're now going to massage.
Where did that come from?
Well, I just wasn't sure what else, because we had the face masks.
It was news to him. Oh, we're going to massage now? Good.
I admit, I didn't really tell him much about it. We just kind of sat down. He said he would be up for getting involved. He'd seen the other two beauty vlogs.
This is where he was in the other week.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So ahead of his show tonight. And yeah, he just went for it. So we thought the spa day, the next thing I thought of was massage. And I'd learnt this particular technique in my recent trip to Bali.
Yes.
And I thought I would deploy it on him.
Well, I remember the first time you had a massage was, of course, when we were in Kavos.
Yes.
But then you've been to Bali since. You've spread your wings and you know what happens in those massage parlours in Bali, don't you?
Yes.
Okay, so who's on who here?
I mounted on top of Tyler.
Okay, so you... So basically it's you and Tyler and then you hop on.
Yes.
Okay.
I can very much say... Oh,
just relax into it.
Oh, God.
Was he enjoying this, or...?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, it's... I can't say I'm a trained professional.
No. I can see that now. That's great. He looks really relaxed. I mean, like you know what you're doing.
The noise you can hear is this is in the Radio 1 office as well, where I film all my beauty vlogs.
Yeah. Wow, it's great, actually. And he's so professional. This is why he's good. This is why he's the king of YouTube. Even while doing all this, you've fallen apart by this point, but he remembers to do the subscribe now message.
I hope you enjoy. Subscribe if you're not subscribed already.
Stay beautiful.
Done that before, hasn't he? And you've got your catchphrase in at the end.
Yeah,
stay beautiful.
Get the catchphrase in, and that's the Radio 1 YouTube right now. So hopefully loads of people go click subscribe.
Hang on, I thought it was keep it beautiful.
It was. I got it wrong.
Oh, my God. But it's harder than it looks, YouTube,
don't
right?
Draw attention to it.
Okay, so that's on the Radio 1 YouTube right now. Do what Tyler says.
I hope you enjoy. Subscribe if you're not subscribed already.
Stay beautiful.
Thank you, Tyler, for doing that. And Tyler's show is on Radio 1 tonight. And on the Radio 1 website, you can watch it. One of the world's biggest vloggers. And he is actually hilarious. Hilarious. It's Tyler Oakley. He's on tonight, 9 o'clock. Watch it on the Radio 1 website if you're home this evening. Or you can watch it on your phone or your tablet. And it's available around the world tonight from 9 o'clock.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Well, this is a problem.
What's up?
You've been found out, mate.
Hey?
You just said to Tyler Oakley...
Do this, I've never done a face mask before.
And, is it Elizabeth and Vicky have found at least 2 times on the internet? That's twice. When you have done a face mask
right,
before.
I don't know where they've managed to find these pictures.
It's definitely you.
It is me, yeah, but I can't remember that happening. Or
oh,
for what reason
one of them was it?
Been.
One of those nights?
No,
three.
No, I'm just wondering why they would have pictures of said face mask being applied.
You know what it's like? Couple of lads, go back home, have a face mask.
That's not how it is.
Well, it is.
That's not how it
looks
is.
Looks like it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Let me wake you aware of a couple of things happening later this week. So, on Thursday, Strictly Come Bingo is back. It's two of the biggest formats of all time coming together as one. So Strictly and Bingo together. The water is is sipped from decanters. No, from like flutes, champagne flutes, and there is a Mirabelle present.
You're doing the occasion down. It was magnificent.
It really was beautiful, the last one we did.
It's like a Strictly ballroom, except there's innuendo bingo going on.
And water flying everywhere.
Do we know who's on this week?
Yes, I do. Just confirmed, on Thursdays, Strictly Come Bingo, antiques expert and bargain hunt presenter, Tim Wannacott.
Oh, yes. Huge.
What a legend. I saw him in the corridor at the week. I was like, what is this ruddy thing where we're all just water over each other? Like, you've got to come and do this. He's like, oh, sounds rather good fun, Scotto. I'll be there.
Scotto.
Yes. So, it's Tim Wannacott and his gorgeous dancer, Natalie Lowe. Oof. On Thursday at 1:45. And then, on Friday, ahead of the Teen Awards, Rixton are co-hosting the whole show between 1 and 4. Wannacott Thursday, Rixton Friday.
What more could you want?
Oh, it's a good week.
Hello, Greg.
Hi. I want to ask you, first of all, stunning work at the weekend.
Thank you.
Stunning.
Crab-tastic.
My question to you is as follows. When you're doing it,
yes,
is it like an out-of-body experience?
Yes.
Do you feel like you're actually not there and it's just you're watching yourself do
yes,
it from above?
Yes, it's really weird because you're so stressed by that point, and I had to give it 100%, and I did, that it goes by in a flash, but you're right. It's just like you're looking in on yourself. It's absolutely, that's exactly how it feels.
So you're floating away above you and you're just watching a man do the crab thing.
Yeah.
The crab thing has taken over massively, though.
He thinks it could be the next Gangnam Style.
Oh, it's already better.
Yeah.
It's
already actually better. Quite hard on the legs. I've been doing it a lot today.
Yeah, it's hard.
And just walking, you know, around the office doing the crab.
It's quite hard to
it's
do.
A technical move.
Because as soon as I saw you do it, I immediately jumped up and tried it as well.
I think a lot of people did.
Yeah, you know, swept the nation. So I think it's actually very difficult to do the legs and the hands at the same time. The pincy-pincy, crabby-crabby.
That is why it's like Gangnam Style.
Harder than it looks.
You think it's easy, and then when you see Psy do it in person, you realise just how good it is.
Yeah, thank you very much.
He is unique and so are you.
Did you enjoy it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. When your face flashed up, I did a huge double take.
Yeah.
And they went, and come here next, Scott Mills. And I was like, oh, Scott's on. And then I didn't even register that it was you.
It's really
what just
all these
is
white,
that?
Just all big white eyes.
Yeah, I know. Took ages to go.
What is going on here?
What is he doing?
I was tweeting from the Radio 1 Twitter. They kind of gave me the password so I could get onto that and try, you know, because that's got like 2 million followers. Yeah, so I was on that.
Yeah.
And when Scott came on, I didn't know what to write, so I just wrote a load of letters. Mm-hmm. And so I just didn't know what to type.
What were they? O, M, F?
It was...
look at the GIF. Similar. I'm just looking. I'm watching the GIF now. I'm watching the GIF.
Oh,
it's
yes.
Good.
So we've got a...
Has it been sped up?
Yes.
We've got a GIF or a GIF, which is just Scott doing the crab on
loop,
which we can release, I think, to the work.
Put it up. Get it on.
What do you mean?
Somewhere, so then,
have I not seen this?
Get this on.
It's
look
just,
at the GIF.
It's just
that,
you
on loop.
Oh, it's good.
It's you crabbing. It is very much the
That's
GIF.
That's got to be sped up.
That keeps on
going that fast. It's good, though. Right, okay. If you want to... We'll put that on because it's good. What an outfit. I've not actually watched it back yet. I've not been able to bear it.
What? You haven't watched it back?
No.
You have to watch it back.
You really do shock and wonder. Beautiful there. In the face, you know, the expressions that you put on.
Thank you. I was thinking West End. And it's time for Real or No Real. Here we go.
In the Eastern European country of Georgia, there are no TV studios large enough to fit their version of Strictly Come Dancing. So they film it inside a circus tent.
Wow. Ooh. Okay, so that's Georgia, which is quite near Azerbaijan. Landed there once by mistake. And
were you flying the plane?
No.
Captain Mills.
We weren't supposed to land there.
Only you. What do you mean you could land there by mistake? Oh, wrong turn.
No, because we were going to Azerbaijan, but the weather was bad, so we landed in Tbilisi instead. Okay. Capital of Georgia. Thank you.
Interesting.
Okay. I can see this happening. I mean, why not? If anything, it would lend quite a nice feel to it, I would think.
Yeah, I mean, it's essentially a circus.
Mm.
One of my friends, he goes around teaching them how to do Strictly around the whole world, like technically, and I think it was one of the countries, I can't remember which one, but they forgot that they needed chairs for the audience. So the chairs are wheelie ones from the office.
They went up and down.
True story. They're like, oh, we haven't thought about that. Oh, yeah, we need an audience.
Is there a dress code at Strictly? I know everyone always looks very smart. And
glam, yeah. No denim.
Really?
Oh, really?
You're not coming in, that sort of situation.
Denim, you're not coming in. Oof. I mean, gosh. I don't know whether that happens in the tent in Georgia. But is it true? Do they have a tent for Strictly in Georgia? Because they've not got a studio big
enough? It sounds about right. I mean, I think this is a real. This is real.
Real. Yeah.
That one is real.
Yeah, it's in a massive giant tent, which used to hold a circus. Does get quite drafty on a windy day,
though.
I was
going to say. Any of the old remnants of it, like rings of fire and stuff hanging around?
No, but like you imagine like the wind will go right through that, wouldn't it?
I wonder if they, do they do trapeze sort of things there and stuff? You know, like you were talking about Anne Widdecombe earlier getting lowered down. they could really do it, because the high wire is big in the circus, isn't it?
It can't be long now time fired out of a cannon, can it?
Please. what week is it next week?
It's not a themed week.
Oh, there'll
still be a gimmick.
No, no,
there has to be a gimmick. Why can't it be?
There will be a gimmick.
No. This week it's fired out of a cannon week.
Next!
YouTuber Tyler Oakley's interview with US First Lady Michelle Obama has more views than the video of Michelle's appearance with Ellen.
That's the thing, if there is a serious week, it would be Mills being the one that's fired out of a cannon on that week. I can see it.
So Tyler Oakley, who Chris has made a beauty vlog with, which is on the Radio 1 YouTube account right now, and on Twitter as well, has his interview with the First Lady, Michelle Obama, had more hits than Ellen DeGeneres' one?
Well, I can't believe he's managed to interview Michelle Obama. That's huge.
Yeah. It's big.
That's huge. Were you aware of this, Chris?
No, who's his guest booker?
She knows where all the young viewers are at.
Right.
Good point.
But more views than Michelle's appearance with her? Well, I reckon there is, because Tyler Oakley seems to have just this army of fans.
Yeah, but Ellen is massive in America.
How many subscribers does Tyler have?
Oh, I don't know.
Billions.
Billions.
Billions served.
Interesting. Are we talking about YouTube for YouTube here?
Yes, but that's what I mean. So his thing's more suited towards YouTube than the Ellen thing, I reckon. So I think this is real.
All right, to make a game of it, I'll say no real.
That one is real.
Wow. So Tyler's interview is on 1.5 million views, whereas Michelle's proper serious sit-down chat with Ellen is only on 500,000.
What happens in the other one? Does she do a beauty vlog with him?
I think it's just like her being Ellen and that, looking a bit like me. And tonight... Tonight at 9 o'clock on Radio 1, Tyler Oakley's show is on, and you can watch it on the Radio 1 website anywhere in the world. Tonight at 9 o'clock, a lot of people very excited for Tyler's show this evening.
The laptop, which Richard from Pointless has in front of him throughout every episode of the quiz show, isn't actually turned on. It's just there to make him look busy.
Surely it must be turned on.
I know I'm a bit behind here, but I only watched Pointless for the first time the other day.
What the...
Really, properly. I properly sat down and watched a whole episode. It was a celebrity one.
I love it.
It was a teacher special, so the people from Educating Yorkshire were on.
Yeah.
And get ready for a massive who. Mrs. McCluskey from Grange Hill. So she was on, and there were loads of celebrity teachers who were in sort of Waterloo Road and stuff.
I think I saw this one.
I don't get it.
What do you mean?
I don't get it.
His family fortune's backwards.
Yeah, I'm not... It's too... It's like it needs some music when there's awkward chat. When they're talking, nothing going on. It's just silence.
It's one of my favourites.
Makes me feel on edge.
You've been on Pointless, haven't you?
Twice. I got knocked out by Sunita and Chico.
Did you?
Anyway, so Richard's laptop on Pointless isn't actually plugged in, real or no real?
Well, I don't...
It's the kind of thing they do to give the, you know, the idea that...
Like walking around an IKEA. You think, there's a nice TV. Oh, no, it's just plastic.
I'm going to go real on this one.
Well, can I use that toilet? No, definitely don't. Yeah. Please don't use the toilet.
Real.
Well, I could boil an egg on that. Not the toilet, the hob. I was in the kitchen area, sorry. I think that's probably real.
That one is no real.
Oh. No, he uses it all the time to read bonus facts off about the answers in the quiz, obviously. And finally...
Brizzle Kicks are such fans of grilled chicken that they live above a Nando's.
Interesting. But would that necessarily... Unless you've got a serving hatch which goes straight to the kitchen.
Serving hatch? off of the 70s?
No. Off of restaurants.
Oh, yeah, but not in a house.
No, but that's what I'm saying. They could put one in. They could put a serving hatch in so that it just...
I was talking about this with my mum the other day. She's like, yeah, the first house me and your dad had a serving hatch. Hey! What, from the lounge to the kitchen? Oh, how classy. Oh, wow, mum.
No, I don't mean a hatch. I mean a lift, sorry. I mean a serving lift.
Okay.
Yeah, I meant so they can just...
zip it upstairs.
Tell you what, though, if you live above anywhere like that that cooks food, I used to live above a chip shop in Manchester. Whoa, whiff.
Horrible. I used to live above an Indian. Horrible. It was horrible.
But easy access for chips.
No.
That is the good thing.
Well, no, it's an Indian.
Your chip shop, you wally.
Unless you have the other menu. Oh,
it
yeah.
was horrible because they filled the drains with old chicken tikka masala. And it backed up and everything flooded. And I was like, they went, it's not us, it's not us. I went, we found masala in the drains. It's not me.
It sounds like a perfect like a sitcom plot, doesn't it? There's masala in the drains.
It's not me. Nando's. I'm going to say no real.
Real?
I'm saying no real.
That one is real.
Yeah, it is. They love the chicken. And at the end of that round of real or no real,
I've lost all count of the scores. I got 20, Greg got 10.
Okay, woo! Thank you. Anything on today?
Yes. We have a Rizzle on today.
Do you?
We've got Jordan on. Talking about teen heroes. Okay. And we have our teen hero.
Excellent.
Can I say her name? Am I allowed? I don't know.
No, you're supposed to reveal it.
Okay, I will reveal it then.
Don't do it now.
After five.
Thanks, Greg. Don't forget, later in the week on the show, Thursday, 1:45, Strictly Come Bingo with Bargain Hunt's Tim Wannacott. And Friday, for the whole show, Rick's dinner with us ahead of the Teen Awards. Dev's on tomorrow. I'll see you Wednesday from 1 p.m.